One of the other aspects of your job that I found fascinating was the returning of personal effects to the families of the deceased. And again, back to the Met Police, at one point they had this, they went through a phase of wrapping items in recycled paper that had been pulped with wildflowers. People will be familiar with this type of box or paper. Tell me why that didn't work.
Yeah, so it's one of those examples of where, people will think of something that's lovely and then the disaster planners come in and go, are you sure? You know, and there's a lot of that in my career. So we tend to advise, a very plain cardboard box, but the Metropolitan Police wanted to use something a bit more fancy, and it was a sort of artisan box with pulped red and green flowers. And the families interpreted that when they got the box, there was bits of blood and ash in the box. So it's things like just trying to perceive how things might land. Again, I think there's a huge comfort from thinking about, there's somebody thinking about how this will be returned. I do talk about in the book, sometimes things are just returned in a black bin bag or in an evidence bag. And, I really try and fight that. That's much worse.
The letters, I mean, this is again something, watching the war in Ukraine and the coverage of it, I don't know if you feel the same way, Lucy, but watching the digging trenches or, ringing their mothers, war is war, century in, century out. It could be ancient Rome, it could be World War II, it could be Ukraine 2022. And I was struck by the emphasis you put on letters, if you wouldn't mind talking me through this a little.
So I refer to letters at several points in the book, and one of those is that when we were repatriating the soldiers from Iraq, one of the things they weren't supposed to do was have identifying items with them, but they kept their letters from home in their underwear. And the first couple of repatriations, there was a danger that those were being thrown away. So I made a very fast representation that we'd be allowed to keep those and return them to the families. And that, I don't always, get to hear the story afterwards. I don't always get the feedback. But in that case, I've seen several widows actually on news programmes talk about what it meant to know that their loved one had received the letter. And so they just looked like little tiny scrunched up pieces of paper. But we were able to dry them out and preserve them and return them. And that's the essence of personal effects. You don't know what will mean something to somebody. And often it's the very, very non-expensive items. It's the chewed biro in the 9/11 museum that you talk about. There's a till receipt that shows that somebody had breakfast, and it means the world to that mother because she knows at least the son had breakfast on that day. Those are the sorts of things that I return, and they bring huge comfort.